We open on an old farmstead along the Sword Coast. An old horse slowly churns some hay, while a halfling farmer in overalls is looking over some parchments, and several children run amok in the background. A dwarf, in the finest grey business suits Lantan is offering, is standing opposite him, patiently waiting.
Well, this looks all good on paper. I'm still not convinced these here all tomatons are gonna be good for me long term.
Mr. Doggins, save yourself the hassle. Let Lantanese technology help you. Imagine all the free time you'll have when these robots are tending to, harvesting, and planting your crops automatically.
And does sound good, and I'll tell you that right here, right now. And all I've been meaning to do is bring them in for a service, huh?
In the background, we see some children running around the colander-headed robots standing in the field.
Well, yes, we need early adopters like yourself to prove the concept, to prove that this new application is viable to the market. That's why we're giving you these first models for free.
Well, little Billy, what do you think of that, huh? Can finally get back to my novella I was done be writing.
A little child walks up.
I threw up on the scarecrow.
Not a darn scarecrow! It's an automaton.
I'm glad we could be of assistance, Mr. Duggins.
The scene fades to black as the two shake hands.
Episode 18. Get the pocket watch. Or, this is why we can't have dice things.
All right. So, last we left off, you guys had just dealt with everything in the Moonchild. You had boarded an airship back to Lantan and were slowly making your way back across the open skies towards that. You'd run into a couple of storms along the way, so your journey got a little bit extended. There was some misadventures as you boarded the ship, maybe a day or two in. And I basically want to know, this is a whole new crew of robots for you guys. This is a brand new ship. Your last one, obviously, completely destroyed. But you did manage to save the black box with the robot AI, is that correct?
I think we gathered the robot heads.
The robot heads, that's right.
I think Teddy replaced them.
The new crew, you've plopped the heads on, and that has sort of overtaken the memory and circuit board. So UPB, SASPOT 9000, he leveled up, and NAME are all part of the core crew here. There is a lot more robots on this ship. This seems to be more of a trade barge. So it's a lot bigger, it's a little bit slower, and you've got, you know, more room and also more robots milling about. And cool. Those other robots do not speak. So they're the old school models that have no interaction. They can print little notes out for you, but that's their method of communication.
Right on.
Can I pull the horn?
Yeah, what's the horn
like
sound
the ship's
like?
Horn.
Yeah.
Oh, really? Yeah. I know.
It's your bunk.
I like watch the words come out, and I was like, oh.
Stop.
No, I'm assuming it's like a truck. There's just a string somewhere I can.
What comes out of the horn?
Ooga!
That startles some of the robots scurrying around the deck, mopping and putting up rigging for no reason because it has engines that hold the ship up. The engine room of this ship is very similar to your own, just a little bit bigger and bulkier. Not as sleek and stealth-like as your...
Garbage.
The garbage. Oh, yeah. The garbage. I went with lightning.
It was called... It's called, had a lot of names.
Everyone's had it.
We should explain to the listeners, yes, this is the first time. It's been a couple of months since the end of season two.
It has been a long time. And
so you'll have to forgive us the details.
Yeah. What is the current look of the roller boys on the ship? There's wardrobes in each of your cabins.
So we're not covered in shit still.
It has been a number of days so far, so you can have cleaned up. I assume just
can
by...
Have.
Yes. I don't want to take agency over your characters.
Well, I've only got one jumpsuit, so instead of washing it and being naked, I just turned it inside out. Get a whole nother half-life out of here.
I imagine this. All this ship has is like the Lantan grey...
They know that your style is a bit out there, and this was sent by Xantuffla, so she would have picked up on some of your individual likings.
Great. Can I have a onesie again, like a nice sort of like vinyl-y, rubbery onesuit? But I was thinking for this season, being winter, another season of the show, how about like a nice green?
Ooh, like a fresh, maybe. Like a fresh, like a bright green?
Sure. Like a life growing vitality. Yeah, not like a highlighter green.
No. All right, so you're rolling around in
so you're going to be green. I'll be...
also nice.
It's going to be like concrete, like, you know, like, yeah, winter camo.
Ooh. Oh, yep, I get you.
So you can't see me.
Is it a vinyl onesie? Should I just assume it's always a vinyl onesie? You're just telling me the color and pattern?
If you can find me, you can...
Did we steal the tailor aboard?
No, this is just...
Is there a tailor bot?
Yes. Wait, ooh. Let me...
Can we feed ideas into the tailor bot?
Just nouns.
There is a tailor bot, but it's not very good. You're feeding ideas. Right? Every time you go winter camo vinyl onesie, the head shakes and starts to spark because... those two things can't compute.
Do I just get like a mask? Is there like a blob come out that I can wear?
You get curtains.
Nice.
Like grey and white curtains. Mm-hmm. And what's Gage up to?
The last few days, Gage has been working on his pocket watch, trying to repair whatever malfunction that has been going on. At the same time, trying to contact his master through it as well.
Okay. Give me a tinkering check and then an arcana check in that order.
That's a natural one for the tinkering
very good.
Check. What was it? Arcana.
Arcana, please.
16.
You get to work. You've got all the tools available, and you're trying to fix a leak in a pocket watch of chaotic magic as it's spooling out of this thing. And you realize that there's no hole in this pocket watch. It is just leaking chaotic essence out. Mm. So you don't really know where to fix it. After you work on the pocket watch, taking it apart, re-putting it back together and everything like that, you make it worse. It 100% is leaking more chaos, and you can feel every now and again that when you get the wild magic surges, that energy starts cackling around your room a little bit. Okay. Like, you're worried that at any minute this volatile substance is going to go off now. Mm-hmm. With your Arcana check, you actually realize that this widening of the hole, Vilken, stop it, will make it easier to contact Vacheron. Now that there's more give and take, the more chaos is seeping in and out, you realize that the messages you're receiving from him, they're all like SOSs.
Help, Gage, wherever you are, come and get me, I need help.
And they're clearer, you can hear his voice. You're getting more information, more of them are coming through. It seems to be almost like a recording, like an SOS sort of recording. Up. There was one where I think you were able to speak to him. Again, it's been months.
I was.
Yes, but those ones seemingly, he's not replying to you anymore. Mm.
He told me to stay quiet because something was chasing him. Someone was here.
Taylor bot!
A semi-on-fire robot, like the part of the head is still flaming from where some sparks like came out after Teddy's latest fashion idea, sort of like slowly like falls down the stairs towards you in a heap of metal and rights itself.
I hold up my green onesie and I go, Taylor bot, what? This is a onesie, right?
It nods up and down.
It needs to have at least, at minimum, one hole so I can get into it.
It holds it and it's sort of like moving it about its hands, like looking for a hole.
Yeah.
It starts tearing the feet off.
Fine. I mean, like...
And hands it back to you.
I could have done that. Thank you. I'll just get into this feet first. Thanks, Taylor Bot.
It sort of goes on its knees and starts putting the little feet holes around your feet to go up you.
Let it happen.
All right.
Just like, fine.
Like a reverse sausage, it slowly encases you in this latex.
Okay. Thank you, Taylor. Thank you, Taylor Bot.
It tries to nod, but its head falls off and hits the ground.
I pick up Taylorbot's head and just...
This has been happening a lot, and Gage has shown you how to, like, connect the sockets in.
Right.
You click it up, the body reanimates.
All right, I'm going to feed the curtain back in, and this time I'm going to add some food. Let's see if you just chuck some of this garbage in.
Just to see what happens.
Yeah. This is fun. Sorry, Anthony.
I don't know. All right.
Teddy. Is this why we found that sandwich in Taylorbot?
I was trying to be helpful, you know, because then...
Have you remembered to feed your little jelly baby? Teddy?
We haven't tried to fit that thing into the Taylorbot.
Probably refrain from doing that.
Teddy, can you give me a perception check?
So -3.
Cool.
19 minus 3, 16.
You're looking around. As Gage mentions your little ooze friend, you're looking around and then you hear a slurp from directly above you as this gummy ooze lands on your head and starts to suffocate you. Like the pseudopods reach around your head and start to like pull very tight.
Can I levitate it off?
Yeah, it's a little slops of this goo start pouring off. In the middle of it is that little brain piece that's floating around in it. You levitate the goo off. It sort of floats in the air above you, Teddy.
Delicious. We got to think of a name for this guy or something. He's funny.
Well, I mean, did come out of you.
Teddy. Teddy 2.
TaylorBot has finished processing garbage and curtain. This is going to be a bit reductive, but have you ever been to a fashion show? The wild things that they have on that's like no one could possibly wear that in normal day-to-day attire.
Would be able to fit through a door.
Exactly. Something like that comes out. It's got like an enormously long poofy neck piece that goes about like 2 feet up.
Nice.
And then it's mostly a cape.
Yeah.
And then sort of just underwear, but the underwear is made of garbage.
Oh.
I know what
this is incredible.
I know what you want.
Oh, this is so.
Navigation bot. I just start yelling out for different robots to see if anyone turns
navigation
up.
Bot clunks downstairs. It comes to you and it prints out a little piece of paper that says, "Where are you going?"
This is very upsetting, navigation bot, because that was the question I was going to ask you.
It prints out another piece. It prints out another piece of paper that says, "Do you regret your decisions?"
Wait, this isn't navigation bot. Yeah, this is philosophy bot. God damn philosophy bot! Get out of here!
What are you doing here? And he's like, yeah, that's a very good question.
What are we doing? Yes.
That's one of my ones, guys. Shut up.
Look, navigation bot, what's our trajectory? Are we on the way to...
Its little dot matrix printer starts printing out a map, and it shows that you are on your way to Lantan, and you had to deviate around some storms and strong winds. So you're about halfway to Lantan now. Navigation bot prints out another one that says, "Did you find what you were looking for?"
Yes, I just wanted to know, hooray.
TaylorBot
is after producing your magnificent garbage cloak, has decided to lie down horizontally on fire.
TaylorBot, can you make us some helmets?
TaylorBot convulses a little bit on the ground.
I just want to make 3 orb helmets.
Start eyeing off the colanders.
Is this like a space helmet? Is that what you're going for?
Like one of those like 70s round helmets. Just like bike helmets, motorbike helmets.
Yep.
Just round with a face, but just all black. Hey, you guys, what color do you want to have your helmets?
In the skydiving cupboard, you find similar helmets.
The skydiving cupboard.
Yeah, make
cupboard,
these.
It's just a Taylor door bot. To the outside. Like you open up the cupboard. <and it's>
just... TaylorBot, make 3 helmets like these 3 helmets in the cupboard.
It reaches up like a shaking mechanical hand to it and starts clawing its way along the ground towards some raw materials to ingest. It starts eating more garbage and scrap metal and starts shitting out these helmets.
Well, maybe I'll just use these cupboard helmets. I want to paint mine sky blue for camo.
All right.
I'm parachuting.
As you take the helmet out, just behind it is a tin of paint.
Yes!
It says sky blue.
I just dunk the whole helmet into the can.
Yep.
Blink. And I put it on.
Lead based.
Probably.
This helmet smells great.
Whoa. Whoa. I dunk the other 2 in too for these guys.
That has coated them, but now the paint tin is empty. Just because a lot of it's soaked into the cushion-like material in the helmet.
Care.
And that's sort of hardening as the paint dries. So this helmet is more of a hindrance now. Like,
I might let mine dry, Teddy, but thank you.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
It's very thoughtful. Wanna wrestle? And I grab Teddy. Yeah, I'd just stretch him out for a bit.
Navigation bot is standing awkwardly above you, and you can see flapping from his little dot matrix printer is the word, "Do you need me?"
Steer us towards some narrative, if you could.
As you say that, navigation bot turns around, and a old-timey phone starts... on the wall of the ship here.
Oh,
I'll pick it up. Hello.
Hello. This is Miss Staffler. I was wondering if Gage was there.
Oh, hello. Hello, Zan. It's me.
Gage.
Yes.
Hi. Oh, you're finally in Wi-Fi distance.
Oh, yes.
Who's on the phone?
Oh, that's Teddy. It's Zan.
Teddy's on the phone.
No, it's Zan.
Hi, Teddy.
I can't hear the other person.
Zan says hi.
Zan.
Say hi to Joe as well.
Hi, Joe from the Zan.
Hi, Zan.
Everyone says hi.
They say hi?
Well, we're on our way back. We're on your vessel that you sent.
Oh, yes. Yes. You're just in Wi-Fi range.
Yes,
I'm camouflaged.
Can't see what? Teddy. He's in camouflage.
He's in camouflage.
We hit a few storms on the way. That's caused a bit of a delay.
And I look over at Navigation Bot.
Navigation Bot looks disappointed and prints out a sheet of paper that says, "Would you like some tea?"
No, I'm good, Navigation Bot. Thank you, though.
Navigation Bot nods, turns around and makes one cup for himself, walks upstairs, and then just pours it overboard.
Oh, now that we can communicate properly, tell me all about your adventure last season.
I mean,
yesterday, whenever it was.
A couple of days ago, yes. It was pretty intense. There was a large Tyrannosaurus Rex entity that we had unleashed that I previously told you about.
Oh, yes.
And a crazy story, but ended up Albert Francis, the sorcerer, the wizard that you guys sent to us to kill, he ended up taking him down himself and saving the town and everyone in it. I mean, it was a little bit of a twist.
Well, that sounds like the best of both worlds.
It was. It was a bit of a win-win.
Yes. So now he's no longer a problem for us.
No, but he was, you know, actually a pretty nice guy. You know, it was a bit of a shame to see him go, actually. You know, we were sort of led to believe that these wizards were a bunch of evil no-gooders, but, you know, they're turning out to be, you know, not too bad. We're a bit of a conundrum here, you know?
Evil no-good-doers.
Yes.
As opposed to those altruistic no-good-doers.
That sounds like...
I go back to stretching, Teddy.
How'd you find me?
Well, there should be a therapist bot on board that maybe you could work these issues out with.
Oh, yes, thank you. But that would be a little bit helpful. Sort out the morality issues.
Look for the room with the weird couch, and he should just be sitting there. We bolted him to the ground because he likes to wander.
Yes, with all those strange paintings in the wall, too.
Yeah. They're meant to make you think about how you want to do things to relatives.
I will give that a visit.
I look forward to you getting back. It'll be marvelous, and you can tell me all about your wonderful adventure.
Thank you. I've actually missed seeing you, Zan. If it's not too forward for me to say, but you know.
Yes.
Sorry about the grunting. That's not me. That's the two. That's Teddy and Joe having a little bit of a wrestle.
Just having a wrestle. You know
those two are.
That's fine. Everyone here, they send their regards. They hope you were successful in your mission.
Oh, thank you. That's very, very sweet. Yes, looking forward to getting back. Teddy also had a bit of a baby. Which is a bit crazy. He had a jelly creature excreted from his anus.
Gage, I'm a little bit of a scientist, and I don't think what you just said was possible.
Oh, no, I didn't think it was either until I saw it myself. A little bit disturbing, but the little fella's a bit of a charmer, actually.
You spin around and it's missing.
Oop. Gotta go, Zan. lost the baby.
During your wrestle, Joe and Teddy, the ooze somehow managed to like pancake its way between you, and then it lunges again at Teddy, trying to suffocate him while you've got him pinned down.
Okay. Bye, Gage.
Bye.
I miss you. I'll see.
Miss you too, Zan.
Okay. You hang up.
No, you first.
No,
actually, Teddy's suffocating. I better get the baby off him.
Okay,
again.
Okay. I'll talk to you soon.
Okay, bye,
Gage.
Hanging up now.
Okay, bye.
All right, bye.
Bye, bye, Gage.
I stand up and get off Teddy. I just
he's still suffocating.
Yeah.
Click.
Click. Yes.
Okay.
So this thing, is it? Does it look safe to touch? Can I try and like peel it off of his head?
It's made of gummy bear.
All right, I get in there. I brawl it.
You brawl it. Yeah, you just get in there. All right, you get in
just trying to separate him. Trying to like a pub fight.
You get in there, get your hands underneath it, and pull it off. It doesn't like burn you or anything to touch. It's trying to like wrap around your hands and like basically it tries to punch you with its pseudopods, but it's just not doing anything to you. And you can hold it up like a little gummy bear.
Oh, it's always trying to kiss me.
Yes, it seems a little bit malicious, Teddy. Is it actually trying to kill you and take over your brain?
Or kiss. It just hasn't learned. It hasn't learned how to do that properly yet. You just use the lips, like just the lips, okay? Like,
I try to get it off again.
You pull it back off. It's still like wildly flailing.
That was more pleasurable, but it's not.
Just hold it away while it's trying to swing at me.
It's still suffocating. Yeah.
Well, have you got anywhere we can keep this, Teddy? I mean, I don't want to say like a locked cupboard, but
maybe a leash or something.
Yeah,
leash. I try and wrap a tire or something around it.
Yeah, it immediately oozes around it and tries to fight you again.
So you can't tie it up. Do we need this guy? It is part of me. I feel bad if I threw it away.
I think that would be...
can I make a cloak out of it?
You throw it over your back, and then it starts to wrap around your neck.
I suppose I'm like I look at Gage.
Something has just struck the side of the ship.
What
was that? I fight the thing off Teddy's face.
You rip it off Teddy's face, and it's now like wrapped around. Like,
can I put it like in a drawer or something? Like a cutlery.
You look around, you see the skydiving cupboard, and you just throw it in there and close the door,
and see it fly straight up. yes, good. Skydiving cupboard.
Yes,
that won't be terrible in an emergency, but noted. Let me just get the parachute.
Navigation bot. What appears to be the trouble?
Name has appeared behind you, and he's holding. He's been kitted out in like armor now, and he's got like a 2x4 to hit people with. That's cool.
Taylor bot. Have a squiz at that.
Taylor bot.
That's what we're talking about.
Taylor bot is still reaching up to the cupboard, trying to reach there, but it can't. You see handprints in the grounds that dragged itself along. Its legs no longer working. A lot of like circuitry has fallen out of it. Name. It's running. Name is running up the stairs to see whatever has caused this.
We better.
All right. Yeah. You guys get to the top deck. Sorry, Teddy, what did you want to do?
Yes, I do that too.
You look so dejected. Okay, you guys get to the top. Everyone give me a perception check.
9.
14.
Mm-hmm. It's not going to do it. Sorry, Michael. Okay, 6, 9, and 14. All right, Joe, you're distracted trying to look for whatever. You go to the starboard or the port side, who even knows what boats are, side of the ship to look what caused that noise. You see some damage in the side of the ship that looks like a cannonball has failed at being a cannonball. Something has like indented, but there's nothing there and it hasn't broken through the hull. Teddy, you're looking around and you can see like a lot of mosquitoes up in the sky. Basically. And Gage, you look up and you can see what can only be described as a Borg cube ship. So imagine a perfect D6 cube floating in the sky, and it's just only just slowly emerging out of the storm clouds from behind you. This huge like cube face made of metal, intricate workings just slowly erupting out of the storm. And then all around it are smaller, sort of similar to your airship style ships littering the sky around you. With a 14, you can't count how many. There's lots though. And then you can see, it looks like there's these, what Teddy saw as the mosquitoes, little tiny things flying, hurtling towards you, little ball shapes coming towards you at a high speed. So you've been with the crew for a couple of days. They only do what you say. If one of you gives an order, they will initiate. They do come up with ideas if you ask them, but unless instructed, they don't do much.
Guys, does this ship have any defensive capabilities?
It's got two little cannons, one on the front, one on the back. They're probably about the size of Teddy's torso. Or they'd probably be about, like, four cat heads at the muzzle.
And we're being fired upon, because I'm thinking we could get the robots to man the guns, but I didn't want to tell them to shoot if these are like friendly flying cubes.
These orbs hurtle towards you. Three or four smash into the back of your ship. Way more of them go wide on either side. This is obviously just a volley. They do look like intricately designed cannonballs made of a gold-type metal. Gage, you recognize it kind of like the little Modron creature that appeared and got you to sign form...
82B.
82B.
Mission to invade airship.
Yeah. So it looks a little bit like that creature, these cannonballs that they're firing.
Oh, okay. Do you recognize? I'm getting a little bit of a flashback.
Like a memory?
Like a memory, Teddy, yes. I'm kind of thinking that I actually caused this because do you guys remember that note I signed from that Modron that popped out of the portal in front of me?
No.
A few days ago.
Vaguely, yes. that thing...
Concerned, I dreamt it. This form was a permission to invade the airship that I signed. So I'm thinking that perhaps this is the cause of it. I mean, look at this cannonball. Is it active?
As you say that, one of the Modrons is scurrying up the side of the ship. Little arms and legs popped out of it.
Or we can just ask this guy.
And it scans around the deck, eyes lock onto you, Gage, and it's mumbling something to itself as it runs towards you.
Oh.
And they're tiny, probably the size of, imagine a soccer ball with arms and legs made of intricately gold leaf metal.
Excuse me. Hello, excuse me.
It's mumbling something to itself as it runs to Gage.
I reach down and pick him up?
Yep, you pick it up and the little legs keep going. its singular eye still focused on Gage. And as you bring it close, you can hear it murmuring, get the pocket watch, 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 get the pocket watch.
I wonder what that means.
Three more of them appear on the other side of the ship.
Get a bugger watch.
I think they're after my pocket watch, Teddy.
Isn't it broken anyway?
It is leaking that magic.
Just give them the watch. If that is what they want.
I mean, if it's going to save us all, for sure. But, I mean, this is almost a part of me.
He doesn't seem too dangerous. I just wave it in your face.
It starts, like, clawing and waving around wildly. Huge cannon fire again. The Modron cube is now fully out of the storm. You can see an armada of ships is chasing you. See navigation bot has appeared behind you kind of creepily, and it's got a printed out word that says, is violence the answer?
Little Modron creature.
Get the pocket watch. Are you able to communicate? Get the pocket watch. It's like clawing at you trying to get the pocket watch.
What do you need the pocket watch for?
Get the pocket watch. Give it to pocket watch. Give the pocket watch.
Can I try to give him one of those analog clocks that's hanging on the wall of the ship?
Yeah. You take one of them off. It holds it for a second. Not a pocket watch, and throws it onto the ground.
Are there any smaller watches I can see?
give me a pocket watch roll.
20. Natural 20.
The drawer just below the one with the U's in it is the pocket watch drawer.
Yes. Here you go.
Teddy, where the hell did all of those come from?
They're mine. Don't look at them.
You've been holding out on us.
This is just a side hustle I have going. You guys don't need to know about it.
Oh, man.
It takes the pocket watch, got the pocket watch, and then it runs over to the edge of the ship and jumps off into the blue below, into the sea.
That was easy
somehow,
done.
Four more of them
are running towards you from the other side, another volley has been shot.
I just start distributing pocket watches. Right.
All right, you're making it rain pocket watches at them. You throw them at these little guys. They grab onto them. Got the pocket watch. And then they just jump over the side as another volley is shot. Those ships are closing in.
You all owe me $30.
The Borg cube is closing quickly. The other airships are around it much quicker. As these ships get closer to you, you realize that they don't operate on the same sort of like thruster technology that you guys are. They seem to be flying
oars.
Using oars with all these little Modron circles just rowing. And on a couple of them, there's a Modron hooked to the front of it that's playing a guitar, and they're screaming towards you, these little fighters. More volleys are being fired.
Listen, nearest robot, I just want to tear off one of those sheets of paper.
Yep.
Does Teddy have a crayon?
Yep. Teddy's got a bag of crayons.
I'm going to draw a pocket watch on a piece of paper and hand it, see if that works.
One of them goes, got the pocket watch, not the pocket watch, got the pocket watch, got the not the pocket watch, and his head explodes.
Oh, shit. Hang on to that piece of paper.
The piece of paper is burnt up.
Quickly, draw another one.
Draw faster, Teddy. Quick.
Can you
My hand's getting tired. My hand's getting tired.
Teddy is on the ground drawing pocket watches.
Teddy, could you create a contract to say permission to invade airship overridden?
I don't know how to
see better of it. And I start writing it myself.
You are.
I kick the robots away from him as he tries to get that notice done.
Very good. Okay. Because you're not changing the ship, the other fighters basically come in line with you. Can you give me an attack roll to see how good you are at protecting Gage while he drafts up this note? And you need to give me a lawyer check.
I rolled an 11.
Plus, give me intelligence. Lawyers would probably use history.
17 on my history.
Okay.
14.
14. All right. You managed to barely protect dear little Gage.
Like a bear.
Like a bear, like a mother bear. You're swatting these things off, but you're basically just buffing them back. You're not destroying them or any way, shape, or
that
form.
Makes sense.
The crew is just like letting this happen, by the way. They're just like, yep, understood. You very hastily draft a contract up that says permission denied with all the signatures and everything.
Yeah, yours, supersedes.
Yeah, exactly.
What about UPB or
oh, actually, good point. Name is going ham on these guys. He's gone full hero mode, like, and he's like whacking them off the side of the edge. He's going full like name, and just wailing on one of them. It goes, get the pocket watch.
I'm just stretching out these robots.
Artist bot.
A robot with a French beret comes from below deck. Nice. Ting, 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 ting. It comes up. It's holding a glass of Shiraz. Its one hand is actually just a glass of Shiraz. The other is a paintbrush.
I need you to start painting pocket watches, please.
It looks down at the pocket watch. It nods its head, sort of like it ejects out a canvas, and it starts doing a life drawing of a pocket
watch. Very nice, very nice.
No, it's not going to be done in time. At
okay.
all.
Yeah, that's nice. Yeah. Okay, you keep doing
so
that.
So in the middle of the deck,
memories
that's happening.
Are nice.
Yeah.
Okay. Remember this moment.
It's got like a perfect still drawing. There's a bowl of fruit in the background, the pocket watch in the foreground.
I hold up the form created and just hope that they're going to stop or what does it look like?
Outside of get the pocket watch, nothing. Mm-hmm. So you hold this form up, ready for it to stop, and one just barrels straight past you and tackles you down to the ground. Everybody roll an initiative.
14.
20.
Also, I also get a 20.
Who wants to go first?
I would.
All right, Joseph.
Oh, boy. This is tricky because I allowed this to happen. I actually physically signed for this invasion happen.
And thank you for that.
And I don't know what they want with the pocket watch either.
You can make me an Arcana check. This will be free, but it's just sort of like now that you have all the pieces of information, let's see if Gage understands in context what's going down.
Beautiful. Arcana 23.
With a 23, Arcana, you've got like a passing knowledge. Like you know what Limbo is, and you know that it is a place of unbridled chaos. Looking at these Modrons, the form and everything, and the little bit you know about them, you know that they are unbridled order and law. Yep. They are opposing factions. So you have basically, with a high intellect, you piece together that this order-bound Modron fleet is trying to suppress the chaotic magic that is leaking out of this pocket rush.
Right.
They're sending the brunt of their armada. Like, you're just one little dude. So clearly something is bad as far as they are concerned.
I throw the contract aside. This is my fault. I signed the form.
Gage, do you really need the... I can give you one of these other watches. They're really cheap. Mates rates.
Teddy, this is my only contact with Vacheron. This is my only tie to my master. And
Vacheron's the guy that taught you all that kung fu stuff, right?
Yes, tinkering like kung fu, if you want to call it that.
Right. Yeah,
he's my master from my old workshop. I want to get rid of this thing as well, but I can't let it go, and I'm sorry. I'm sorry I caused this, guys. And I'll cast Thunder Wave at level 2 and try to get free of the Modrons.
So, as you cast the spell, did you roll a 1 on your wild magic?
Oh. Four.
Excellent. Safe. You, your inner being produces no extra wild magic, mm-hmm. but casting a spell with the pocket watch nearby mm-hmm. has caused that wild explosion, cackles of energy come out. Mm-hmm. The spell still goes off, so tell me what happens to this Modron.
Well, they got to make a constitution saving throw.
And you said there were 20, 30, Anthony?
It's 15 foot cube.
It's going, from me. It's going to hit three of them.
Yep. Mm-hmm. 17 thunder damage. And, and push 10 feet away.
They all get absolutely obliterated by this thunder damage. These little Modrons are running towards you. Is Joe nearby? Does he need to make a con save? Joe and Teddy?
15 feet. That's probably, I can't imagine I would have gone further than that away from me.
All right, make a con save. See if you get blown back.
Sorry. How are you used to it? I might get a little intelligence boost.
Oh, you get half damage. So half 17, yeah.
It's 8.
And do I get a little...
Is it thunder damage?
Yes.
Yes. A little bit of that lightning crackles through your brain, reconnecting some synapses that are gone, and your intelligence score is back up to 10.
Woohoo! what am I doing? This... Wait, maybe I should.
You see,
I should stop drawing pictures of fucking watches.
Navigation bot is right there next to you. That's printed out a sheet of paper that says, "What are any of us doing?"
Okay,
we gotta fix the title on that bot. Who put navigation bot label on philosophy bot?
You see, at the map, there's a philosophy bot.
But all philosophy bot says is like, "Keep going forward."
Yeah. Turn.
Should I leave my wife? Make a U-turn. That's a very wise philosophy, Bob.
As you cast Thunderwave, all the electricity bubbles up above you and it forms a tiny version of a god. It's crackling with lightning. I am born! And it explodes out all over the ship. Holy shit. This lightning and electricity, and you see that it's little flecks of electricity that made up this makeshift deity that was created in an instant.
And destroyed.
Fall over the Modrons, and as the wild magic says, all enemies within 60 feet are under the effect of the blessed spell for the next minute. The rest of the Modrons on the ship are all blessed by this electric deity that you created, and then it exploded because it was an unstable god.
Right. Whoa, you gave birth too.
I think I did.
It's your turn now, Joe.
Yeah, I sort of poked my penis as if something. Like, what's going on, buddy?
Hang on. Ooh.
Oh, no.
Oh, it's a one. Your dick falls off.
Take you room. Lose two charisma.
Gains two dexterity?
Lose 5 pounds. Such a trash episode. I'm so sorry, everybody.
Okay, that's the first turn of combat. Very good.
And a god was born and destroyed. I lost a limb.
Yep, that's not canon.
Oh, so, well, no, it's my penis.
Sorry.
Teddy, it's your turn.
That's not canon. Jeez.
With Teddy's new deluxe normal intelligence.
Yep.
Well, it worked last time, so... Ultimate Warrior Bot!
Name!
Oh, he's already fighting. Gatling Gun Bot! Gatling Gun Bot!
There is one robot that's standing right near one of the cannons. It quickly salutes at you.
Gattle! Gattle!
It turns around, starts trying to shoot some of the cannonballs out of the air.
Navigation Bot, can you just, give him an existential crisis or something? You do it all the time for us. Like,
Navigation Bot prints out a piece of paper that says, "What will you do after the pocket watch is retrieved?" and hands it to a Modron, and the Modron explodes.
Interesting. So if we hand them the pocket watch, it'll explode. Yes, very good.
Do any of these robots communicate beyond exploding?
All they've been saying the whole time is get the pocket watch. I don't know. Have you taken an action yet? It is your turn. I feel like you've done a lot.
Okay, so let's... forgot to make a new outfit for Gage. Taylor Bot.
I'm all right. I'm good. Thank you.
Taylor Bot's hand, his little metal claw, grasps at the stairs below deck. And you see it's cold, borderline dead eyes look at you with kill me as it looks up. What's your order to Taylor Bot?
Okay, Taylor, but I want you to make like you've never made anything before. This is going to be the most extravagant, amazing thing you've ever produced.
It grabs onto your hand tightly, nods its little colander up and down, and then you see its inner
work. And then I'll kill you.
It nods more furiously and starts processing in its internal organs as it starts to print out what seem to be shorts.
Joseph!
No, pleat them. Teddy, Gage, hold on tight to something that is attached to the ship.
I hug Gatling Bot.
Okay. Very good. Gage?
I grab name.
Very good. And Joe?
I throw my hands up in the air and go, fine. I go to the steering wheel?
there's like fighter cockpit, but it's got a robot plugged into it. It's not UPB. It's this ship's pilot.
You can see UPB just sitting in the corner looking really
look
sad.
Yeah, like he's on a stool like a meter behind just watching.
That's how a robot turns into a philosophy bot. They just get superseded. Like, oh, wow. But pilot bot, I know we haven't had the closest of friendships.
I've never met you in my life.
Can you fly straight up into the air like a rocket and open the back doors so we can let everything drop out?
As soon as you say fly straight up, it jerks backwards. The ship flying along goes fully 90 degrees straight up. Nice. And then you see the cargo bay doors at the back open up as huge amounts of cargo start streaming out from the back. You two give me a dexterity check and Joe give me one at advantage.
I got a 21.
Ooh.
I got a 19.
I got a 10.
Name is used to your antics. He's ready for anything. So you hold on to Name, and Name gets the 2x4, wedges it between the railing, and holds on as you hit this 90-degree angle. Joe, you're right near the steering wheel. The pilot bot is plugged in. You just hang on to him and the cockpit base area itself. Your legs are dangling at the back as you rocket up with all the velocity you had. Gatling Bot and Teddy, not so much, though. Oh. You fly off. Gatling Bot wasn't plugged in, just hanging on to it. The sharp turn, the hands come free, and you shoot up into the air. You've got the same velocity as the ship, but you've parted from it and are no longer standing on it. So you're hovering in almost free fall about 2 meters from the deck of the ship, which is now vertical. Is there anything else you wanted to pull off with your turn?
Anthony. No, I think that covers that's a big event to happen.
I think that's a pretty
I'm not
big
really
event.
Sure what other options I have currently. Like, I'm holding on for dear life.
Yep. And you're vertical. There's sort of like no...
I, for the rest of my turn, I would like to focus on not going out of Earth's stratosphere. Let's not go into outer space. Like, keep it at an oxygen level where we can still be alive.
Sorry, how are the Modrons? Like, are they...
Oh, they're fucking...
Off?
God, they're flying off like motherfuckers. Nice, they were not prepared to go vertical. No save required. They're gone. Mm-hmm. Many of your robots also fly off the side. But it's all like the surplus crew, like sous chef bot, library caretaker bot,
fondue bot. No! It's cheese everywhere.
Fondue bot reaches out a hand to try and grab onto yours and misses it.
It's too cheesy. No.
What about artist bot?
Artist bot was planted in place. The easel had like spikes that dug into the deck so it wouldn't move. The easel is firmly attached. It didn't even notice the change in painting.
Didn't spill his drink.
Didn't
classic
know.
Artist.
Nope. The hand that has the glass of wine in it has a gyroscope to perfectly position it where it needs to be. In the midst of all this, artist bot is still going nuts. You hear another volley go off in the background. Firing more Modrons at you. The change in direction, a lot of these sort of smaller fighter ships, they look... Imagine a like Norse longship. It's more of a troop carrier than anything else. Those longships jerk up and towards you, following you and your erratic movements and try to follow your trajectory. But they are closing the gap now. They would have been here if you hadn't done any kind of evasive maneuvers. So smart. All the Modrons have flown off and you've lost all of your cargo and goods and services. And that is the top of the order. Gage is up.
Mm-hmm. I will work my way toward the mast, I guess, or to the railing. And that long ship is heading toward us now.
There are two long ships that are closing in on both sides, left and right.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I will use another of my old faithful, lightning bolt.
Lightning bolt!
Straight at our long ship. They got to make a dex saving throw.
Oof. I rolled a natty 20 on the ship's dex saving throw.
They're on the decks of the ship.
Yeah.
Decks. Decks.
Yeah, 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 yeah,
38.
All right. You create this ball of light. So you got one hand hanging on to name. You're hanging on to like a sort of a section of name. The other hand boils up this lightning bolt. You start aiming as you're like dangling from him. The ship's still 90 degrees straight up and you shoot out this lightning bolt. The ship takes an evasive maneuver and the lightning bolt sort of scars across the side of it. It ignores a lot of the damage, missing most of the lightning bolt. But as you cast that spell, your pocket watch chaotic magic forms a barrier around you and has given you plus 2 AC.
Ooh.
And some other benefits that may or may not come in handy.
Mm-hmm. Can I use a quicken spell?
Of course you can.
And go again. Here we go again. 32.
It lances to one side to dodge your first lightning bolt. You pull up, grab on with that same hand and shoot another lightning bolt out of your right hand. It shoots out and it is a direct hit. You see that it rips through the hull of this ship and Modron start pouring out of the bottom of it. It's still flying, it's limping along and it's closing the distance more erratically now, realizing that it's very heavily damaged. One more hit, even a missed hit might take it out. But inside your little bubble, you were picking up a lot of smells.
Oh.
Yeah, you were smelling like, okay, arcane shield, that's erupted out of me. I love the smell of lightning in the morning. Mm. That stops.
Mm-hmm.
You can't smell anything anymore.
Hmm. Pleasantly neutral.
That's probably a good thing for hanging out with us, really.
Yeah, covered in shit all the time.
Teddy.
Okay, so Teddy's just hovering above. Well, he's not falling yet. The momentum is
pushed him up.
Okay.
If you don't do anything this turn, you fall at the end of it.
Did I save the shorts?
TaylorBot got rattled up in the inner workings of the ship, and you don't know where he is.
Oh, he hadn't finished the shorts.
It's only been 6 seconds.
Oh, come on, TaylorBot.
Oh, short shorts.
How short?
They're for a gnome.
Those are some short shorts.
These aren't even gnome pants. Right. These are gnome shorts.
I am going to halve the amount of time it takes to create these shorts now. Really? I definitely had a number in my head.
Now we're down to 2 months.
Gatlingbot, can you fly? Are we flying now?
Gatlingbot prints out a little thing that says, I guess so. And then another one directly after it says, I've never flown before. Ooh, by myself. Sweet. I've been on a ship. I started as a private, but worked my way up.
It's interesting.
Like slowly printing like...
and before that...
I was a hunk of iron.
interesting. Can we just fly up to where Joe is there?
He goes, sure. And then it starts flapping its wings and like reaching out kind of
Do
useless.
We fly up?
Nope.
Can I just... Maybe if I jump off your shoulders up to Joe.
That sounds like a great idea. It's printed out. I'll fly up after you.
Here we go.
Using Gatlingbot as leverage, you jump off him towards the ship. Uh-huh. Give me an acrobatics or an athletics roll. I think for this it's got to be acrobatics because this is definitely the type of move you'd see at a circus.
Okay. I'm not proficient, but I do have very good dex.
Yeah.
It's 12 or up.
You jump off, Gatlingbot gets pushed down. Screaming towards the murky blue. Hundreds of kilometers below you. And you duck and dive. You manage to get to the horizontal decking, but you don't find anything to grab onto. You sort of splat against it, but unless you figure something else out, you're going to slide off the back of it, sort of like tumbling and rolling to make a deck save at the end.
Okay.
You've got these two longboats are screaming towards you, one of them very heavily damaged by lightning bolts being shot from the mast.
When you say coming towards us, are they like vertically below us?
Oh, they're sort of vertically below and a little bit behind.
I asked the pilot bot if we can level her out.
Instantly pushes forward and levels you out. You guys on the mast sort of like gravity hits you again. Teddy's face down on the deck. Gage and Name sort of like land awkwardly on their feet and scramble up.
Pilot bot, is there any way you can make it go faster?
You see it configure some things and a big red button appears that says go fast.
Yeah, that'll do nicely.
It pulls its
Wait, hand- hold on. I yell out, hold on again.
Too late.
I've put my hands up to holler, so I'm not touching anything.
All right. Joe, you're ready for it, so you're at normal. Everybody else, give me a disadvantage dexterity saving throw, please.
Oh, boy. I got a 10.
It's not so bad.
I also got a 10.
15.
Gage is the only one that manages to, like, quickly grab onto something. Both of you are propelled right to the back of the ship.
Nice.
And are knocked down and sort of caught up in the railings back there.
Hi, Joe.
Hi, Teddy.
Name is sort of, like, cradling Gage and keeping you from going anywhere as he sort of, like, spikes himself into the mast as the ship erratically moves everywhere. And
you get this...
You get this massive burst of speed. The longboats behind you trying to match that speed as well. They burst forward. And you can see, like, as they do that, Modrons are just flying off the back of these things. But more of these longboats seem to be circling around in the distance. The volley that was fired last round, about 10 of these things land on the now flattened deck. These little Modrons sort of, like, spring up to life. And you can hear... Another volley is fired from behind you, and the phone rings. Bling, bling.
No, I will answer it.
When it rains, it pours. Jeez.
Okay, it's your turn.
They always call in dinner time.
The mast has a phone. You've got phones all throughout the thing.
Can I pick up one as well?
You're tangled up in the inner workings of the railing at the back.
You said they're all over the ship.
They're in key positions. The steering wheel, the mast.
Whatever.
In the skydiving cupboard, places like that.
On the ground next to the railings at the back. Yeah. You know, all the important places.
All the important places. Oh, this is Zan Tuffler.
Hello, Zan. We're really struggling here. We've got Modrons attacking our ship. I'm afraid I've actually unbeknownst to me, I've signed a permission to invade the airship. I'm not exactly sure why. I thought that perhaps it would help us in some way, but...
We thought it would be good invading!
Yes,
Hi, Teddy! Say hi to Teddy for me.
I will. A bit of a situation here, Zan.
Oh, yes.
Time is a factor.
Oh, I'm sorry. I just wanted to call. It was only 15 seconds ago that I called.
Yes, a lot of it has happened.
That escalated
a few rounds.
Very quickly.
Yes. Well, these Modrons are trying to take my pocket watch. And I'm thinking that they're trying to sort of silence the chaotic magic. Coming from a very lawful place that Modrons are.
Yeah.
Do you have any insights on how to lose these things?
Oh, I'm sure I've got some books around here. I'll have a... Modrons?
Yes, Modrons.
Okay, I'll have a look. I just wanted to call and tell you good luck on the rest of your journey.
Oh, thank you. Yes, I hope we live to see the end of it.
Oh, so do I. I hope you live. Yeah, and say hi to Joe for me
yes,
as well.
I'll say yes. Mm-hmm. They're sort of stuck at the back. Oh, speaking of which, I should probably go try to save them.
Oh, yeah, okay. I'll let you go.
Sort of hanging on for dear life at the moment.
Okay.
I don't know why I picked up the phone, to be honest.
Look, I'm glad you did it. So it's good. I just wanted to tell you good luck.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, yes. No. Okay.
Hang up now.
Okay, goodbye. Bye, Gage.
Get back to me on that research if you would.
Oh, yeah, I'll call you in a bit when I find out.
Of course. Lovely to hear your voice.
Oh!
Gage!
Oh, sorry. Coming, Joe!
All right, that's your action.
Damn right. Gage, just throwing an idea out
there. Yeah,
yes.
So you think that you signed permission for them to come onto the ship, right?
Yes, I did.
And you think that's why they're here, because they've got permission?
I think so,
Did
yes.
you sign anything that said they could take your pocket watch?
No, I did not.
These are clearly bureaucratic robots.
Yes.
And if they don't have the appropriate
lawful,
form,
yes.
maybe hopefully we can send them back to...
Yes, so where is the written permission to?
Yeah, they can invade all the fuck they want. I mean, again, not our ship, but like
they
nothing about
take the
taking
watch.
Stuff off
that's,
us
that's
or off our
true.
Person. Yeah.
Yes. Perhaps we could get a law enforcer in on this as well. We've
Ooh.
Still got the a friend in the.
You
want to
call in the Sky Cops?
Yes, call in the Sky Cops. Good, our old friend from Pale. Have we still got the
yep.
the stone?
Mm-hmm. Mm. Sure do.
Who was on the phone?
Oh, that was Anne. She says hi.
I'm going to say that's Gage. Oh, yeah. All the Modrons is like closing in around you. You're now very crewless, by the way. Most of them have been flung off, and the ones that are there are just going about their regular daily routines. Name, Sasbot and UPB. UPB just is glaring at the current pilot. Sasbot is totally somewhere else. Teddy, what do you do?
Can you see Gatlingbot? He was flying before.
We cut
no, I missed that. Oh, no.
To falling through the air. Is Gatlingbot, and he's just like, he's sort of in that free fall position where the stomach's forward, and he's looking around, and he's still flapping his wings trying to fly, and the camera's like following him as he plummets, and then he hits the surface tension of the water and is just completely shattered to nothing.
Yeah, so keep an eye out for him. Let's see how that painting's going.
You glance over. He's done the charcoal outline. He's got the scene ready to sort of like start the actual painting process. Nice. But just the thick charcoal lines to create the pocket watch. Sort of a sketch of the bowl of fruit in the background. Uh-huh. Sort of like getting everything in perspective, like rubbing out certain areas and just, you know, getting the outline ready.
Nice, nice, nice. Yeah, thumbs up.
You use thumbs up as your action. Joe? Joe, what would you like to do?
I too would like to give a thumbs up to. So we got people chasing us.
The NOS canister is out, so you've got your booster speed. Right. So now you're just cruising normally.
Now we're just cruising normally, because what my brain is saying is throw on the brakes and let them go. Yeah, straight so ahead good. Of us. I don't know how that works with planes. Like, can you?
You pull the handbrake.
Like, sure,
pull the handbrake and it makes stop.
Well, I go. Everyone, hold on. I really mean it this time.
They've used their action, so they can't. They will be rolling at disadvantage when you pull this up again.
Fair enough.
You know about it. Yeah. So you pull on this on the handbrake. You hear all the engines start to like lock up.
Grab a rail.
You try to grab a rail. Let's see if you do.
Oh, do I have to roll at all?
Yeah, you're rolling again. Just not at disadvantage.
Disadvantage. Oh, 19.
Oh, very good.
I got a nat one.
Natty one.
Plus anything?
Yeah, plus your dexterity saving throw.
Okay, well then that's three.
Yep.
I got a big old three.
Five.
Okay. Before Teddy and Joe were bundled up, mixed up in the railings in the back, you've all pulled yourself free as you return to normal speed, return to normal positioning of the ship. Teddy's walked over and grabbed onto Artist Bot, which is a pillar of strength, you realize, Teddy. The gyroscope in this thing's hand to hold up the Shiraz, which seems to be being filled up from like a tube in the inner workings. So it's constantly half full. Also, with your thumbs up help action, that's how I'm going to claim it, has rolled a 25 on the artistry check. This thing is coming together really, really nicely. The outlining, it's so quick. It is like a dot matrix printer, like the printing out the, you know, that episode of Futurama when Bender does the printer. It's sort of like that. And it's coming up really good. And because you're so enraptured by this, when the handbrake gets pulled, you just grab onto the hips around Artistbot, and not a single gear is out of place at the end of this.
I feel safe.
You two, on the other hand, you go flying to the front of the ship. Tumble, 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 tumble. And this is where a lot of those Modrons were at originally.
Strike, strike, strike.
Oh.
Even a spare be good.
You knock a few of them over the edge, but most of them manage to grab onto the side, and you're now surrounded by these Modrons at the front of the ship, prone, ready to get attacked at their turn right now.
That's how I like my odds. Can I try and intimidate the robots?
Yeah, give me an intimidation roll.
I say, you punk-ass robots better know one thing. If you think you're all going to gang up and beat up on me, you're going to find out the hard way that jumping on's a hell of a lot easier than jumping off. Motherfuckers.
Give me that intimidation roll.
16.
Now, because of your level in rogue, you got expertise in intimidation, didn't you?
Yeah.
So that's plus 8.
But, like, they're also robots.
Yeah.
Okay, well, sweet.
No, it's a 24. That's pretty good.
Damn right.
on their turn, you see them look up at you, an intimidating figure that has just hurtled through space, landed prone, stood up, and then started giving them this speech.
Yeah.
Little antennas poke out of their head.
Oh, they're getting turned on. That's gross.
And they start whimpering the phrase, get the bucket watch, get the bucket watch, get the bucket watch. They give you a wide berth as they walk around and just start piling on Gage and like wailing on him and just going to town on this tiny little bald gnome corpse. They seem to
corpse.
Be...
yeah. Spoiler alert.
They're ripping at your clothes and trying to grab, and some of them do get a hand on the pocket watch. You're trying to like keep it from them, and as these little metal hands strike against it, you can see them accidentally start punching and damaging it as they're grappling with it, and that rip of chaos magic starts exuding more of this sort of black, smoky chaos magic, like pressurized steam out of a pipe. It starts shooting out more and more as all these Modrons are fighting for the one single goal of getting at the pocket watch. In the background, you hear a silence. The cannons seemingly stop for a second, and then there is one big... one large thunderous shot, and the longboats cruise to the side of you. Boarding planks, dushed, dushed, form down on the side of the ship. Oh, wait, you hit the handbrake. Let's see. Okay. One of the longboats manages to pull the handbrake, skidding around to keep up with you. Sort of drifts along the side towards you. And the other damaged one does the same, but it accidentally flips upside down, spewing more of these Modrons out. Nice. It corrects itself and is further away than the other one.
What we need is like a pile of boxes in the air, or like two people with jetpacks carrying a plane of glass and stuff.
Gage, you're up.
Is there any way I can try to activate the pocket watch's sort of shield function? I remember that it sort of saved me from the Khazgaroth. Its plasma beam almost destroyed me.
Mm-hmm. That
sort of a defensive mechanism.
That was a defensive mechanism that actually caused it to start leaking this magic. You never knew how to do that. The pocket watch did that.
Are these Modrons magically activated as machines?
You know that they're planar.
Yeah.
You've seen a couple of them explode now. They are mechanical. The closest sort of combination would be a golem, which is mechanically created and everything like that. Mm. So there is reason for you to believe this.
Mm. Dimension door.
That's a range of 500 feet anywhere you can see.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't need to be on the ship anymore.
I just want to fucking fuck off out of this adventure into a more successful.
All right.
That's Gage gone.
Gage cast Dimension Door, and next week we'll be playing Tomb of Annihilation. You roll into a group, they've got, they actually use their stats and everything, it's going to happen.
Actually, I'll go with, can I go with Misty Step? That's 30 feet.
Bonus action, Misty Step, bamf out of there.
Yep. And I want to sort of get to where Teddy Joe, at least not mobbed.
Unmobbed.
Yeah, I want to unmob myself.
Okay, the following things happen, Gage. You cast Misty Step, and with the extra damage caused to your pocket watch, more of these wild magic effects are pouring out of Limbo into this reality. Now, we've always played it that the spell goes off and then the effects take place. So, you're underneath this dog pile of Modrons. Boom, you Misty Step out of there. Now, Joe is up the front and Teddy is in the middle with Artispot.
I'll go to Joe.
So, you bamf out of this doggy pile. Mm. You appear next to Joe. Mm-hmm. And then you've got something in your hand. It's really hot. Mm. Yeah, and as you unfold your fingers out, you see that it's a little mote of flame. And you recognize this is the component to cast a fireball spell. And then it explodes.
Oh, like on us?
On you. On us? Yes.
Oh my god.
Gage has disadvantage on this save. Oh. Joe, you will need to roll one as well. Can you roll one for the Modrons, please, Jake?
That's got to be one of the worst wild magic things.
I rolled a two.
Oh, jeez.
Dex save at disadvantage. I'm sorry to give you all these dex saves at disadvantage.
12.
I, however, got a 7.
Okay. You're going to take the full 29 fire damage. Both of you take 29 fire damage. All of the Modrons are incinerated in flame around you.
Hey.
Even with a save, there's no way they can survive it. And the deck is cleared and very much on fire. As Joe pats himself out, that shield that's protecting you, Gage, it sort of like leeches off and around Joe as well. He is now more protected from damage.
Yeah.
So you've got this shimmering sort of, what color do you see Gage's magic as?
Probably a light gray.
A light gray shield sort of like shimmers around your body. Not Teddy, though. He's too far away, unfortunately. That's a bonus action. Is there anything else you'd like to do?
Well, I don't really want to explode the ship any more than it is. Does it look pretty bad?
There's no boxes left up on this deck because they all flew off. There's two large fires blazing on the wooden deck, sort of right near where the fire went off.
Do we have any smaller vessels, flying vessels, like an escape pod or anything like that?
I'm going to answer your question with the answer yes, but what you're talking about is in the skydiving cupboard. There's no escape pods.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you've actually only used your bonus, and you've cleared the deck of Modrons. These are surface fires. These are fires that you could deal with now with an action.
I will try to somehow, and I will try to instruct any sort of robots to help.
Sasspot has arrived from below deck.
Kind of annoyed that he got woken up.
Yeah, very much like he's just got out of bed. He's got bed colander hair.
Whip that sassy hose out and put out that fire, Sasspot, if you would.
Sasspot, yeah, I know, I'm with you, Vilkins. I'm going to take... I know where this is going. Sasspot begrudgingly climbs onto the deck, unzips and starts peeing on one of the fires, but like never breaks eye contact with you, Gage, as you grab this weird pair of Hawaiian shorts has been flying around the ship. You grab those out of the sky and use that to pat out the fire. Unfortunately, they burn up and
they were very beautiful.
We cut to TaylorBot. The head and the body have separated now. They're banging around below deck. The head flies above the deck for half a second, seeing these shorts burn up, and flies back and starts printing out another pair for you. Teddy is up. You're safely with Artisbot.
Yep. Awkwardly untangle myself. You're doing an amazing job. I'm just gonna... Those guys probably should go in, but that's really nice.
Artisbot gives you a look that says, I know it's good. It's me. And then takes a sip of Shiraz that just pours down the front of it because it doesn't have a mouth to drink.
And I guess Teddy just trots over to the end of the deck. And I guess he probably has some left in the canister, so he copies Sasspot and starts peeing on the fire.
Sasspot edges away from you. Awkwardly.
No, try and sword fight.
Oh my god. Of course you do. Sasspot's not having a bar of it. And eventually some robot pee does get on you.
Wait,
would robot pee be oil? Is it flammable?
I mean, I hope so. Because what's the alternative? He's got like a canister. Yeah.
Coolant.
He expels coolant. That's cool. It's not flammable, right? All right. You put out the two fires in the front of the ship between the three of you. Joe, you're up. Now, there's that boarding ship right next to you. The boarding planks are about to come down.
Is my lucky spear luckily within reach of where I am currently?
Luckily, yes.
Ha! I love the stick. I point at it and use my magic button. Just, you know, poking it in the door, basically. Yeah. I don't know what the makeup of the ship looks like, but it's in that direction, where they're going to be coming from.
Yes. Basically.
How many ships are there in...
There is one that's right next to you guys. Uh-huh. There's one that Gage has shot to shit.
Yes.
It didn't make the deck save on the handbrake turn. It's about a turn away from getting up next to you. There's way more behind you with the big board cruiser.
Uh-huh.
There is an indescribable amount. So many that it's not even worth describing. That are slowly closing the gap.
There's a lot of ships, you guys.
Undescribable, imagine.
I can't.
Not worth it.
It's not worth it.
We should have bought a poet. Wait, Artbot.
He's busy. Don't interrupt him. I'm really tired. This is... just kidding. Like, should we just... What are we...
We stand and watch Teddy run out the end of the sentence.
Oh, I zip it up.
Never mind. Thank you.
There's a lot. We haven't even killed one of these things. I don't even know how many of those are mosquitoes and how many are these spaceships.
I do like your idea about pulling them up, that we haven't signed a contract for them to take the pocket watch.
Also, so, if you don't keep it in a pocket, is it a pocket watch?
Navigator bots next to you nodding. We simply don't know. What is a pocket, even? Prints out of his chest. He doesn't say that.
Yeah. Have we got like a chain or something? Or like we could dress it up as an earring? Or
have you clicked your spear at it?
No, I haven't yet.
I've already rolled for you.
Oh, wait, shit. Yeah, okay, here we go. I point it and a click.
Can I perch on his shoulder and watch?
Yes.
So Joe is a little bit shorter than Teddy, I'm imagining. Mm-hmm. You sort of squat down, got the hands on the shoulder, peering over him. The button is clicked.
Get in here, Gage.
Gage jumps in as well and is peering over your shoulder.
Legs dangling
in the air. After a while, Joe, the first thing that happens is the ship is shrinking. It's getting very small very quickly. And both ships are shrinking.
Oh. Are we also shrinking?
No, actually. What's happening is, Teddy, you notice that your feet get lifted off the ground.
Ooh.
And Joe has turned into a large creature now. Ooh. And is towering up with the mast and has grown in size.
As he starts growing, can I just turn that perch to a grip?
Yeah, everyone's still hanging on to me. Like,
kind of serendipitous that we're holding on to him.
I'm dangling from Joe's shoulder and Gage is dangling from my shoulder.
How big am I? How many feet are we up in the air? Can I just step off the ship and into the water?
No. You've gone from a medium creature to a large creature. You've doubled in size,
cool.
Let's say that.
Cool.
Weirdly enough, Teddy, as this happens, you feel that arcane, twisted chaos magic bubbling behind you, and your back starts to be tugged on as I roll the exact same number. And Gage, you've gone from a small creature to a medium creature. So, Teddy, imagine Gage, but scaled out to your size now.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, my fucking God. I rolled 92, 92, and then 92 again.
Are you serious?
That's Gage, weird. You are a large creature now.
This is great.
Let's go beat him up.
Like, legitimately, these two are giants compared to you. I actually cannot believe that. Yeah, I don't know what the maths are.
That's weird.
But yeah, Joe scales up. Gage hanging onto the back scales and keeps scaling to be the same size.
I imagine I'd lose my grip, but Gage, catch me!
Like, yeah,
I'm Teddy.
He catches him in one palm.
Yeah. How tall am I compared to Gage now?
You're about up to their knee. So you're surrounded by these two giants right now. If you
high-five Joe.
Gage, let's remember this spell.
Yeah, high-five, there's this a thunderclap. Fucking-
yeah. Like,
is this what it feels like all the time?
up!
Here you go.
Up!
There's a great quote by one of my favorite DMs that said it's great how the dice become narrative players in it. The big, large cannon you heard at the end of the last round, that lands, and it is an enormous Modron that is of large size.
Oh, yeah.
It has a weird sort of like Nacho Libre mask over its singular eye. Big, beefy arms. As it hits the deck, it leaves a crater in the wood, smashing down to the lower deck. It sort of pulls itself out Godzilla style. It turns and looks at you two giants at the front of the ship, like sort of taking up most of the space here. And it just flexes its robotic mechanical arms at you and starts kissing its biceps. Mwah, mwah, mwah. And then you hear
it. I fucking do it back. Yeah. I'm fucking flexing too. Yeah.
You see it.
I start kissing Joe's biceps too.
I start giggling.
The landing ship, its gangplank falls down, and then all of these Modrons start swarming onto the ship. The other lander pulls up to the side of you now and is preparing its boarding party, severely damaged and reduced in number. This Borg cube slowly descends down. So your ship is being overrun with these Modrons who are clambering at the feet of a giant Gage trying to climb up you, basically, because you are now so giant. This enormous Modron has flexed on you. Duff, 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 duff. More of those cannons
play
are firing.
Some sick beats.
And it is now Gage's turn.
I would like to just flex back, and I'll
I might leave Joe to deal with the massive Modron, and I will start swatting the little ones. And I'm holding Teddy, yeah?
He's
something
yeah,
like little koala style yeah, on, yeah. on me, I guess.
Like a baby.
Yeah, like a little like a little teddy baby.
Yep. And I'll start squashing.
All right, give me an attack
as many Modrons as I can.
Can I be a spotter for him? This one.
Ooh,
this one.
Yeah, for sure. You can give him the help action. And so, Gage, roll at advantage here.
Would that be strength?
I guess so. Mm. I've never had a giant halfling gnome stomp on Modrons before. This is all very new to me as well.
I'm guessing my strength's a little better at while I'm larger. Yeah.
I'm gonna put it this way. Yeah. You're doing big AoE attacks. Mm.
Well, so I rolled a 15.
That's pretty good. Let's see if you can do better with Teddy's help. He's a spotter for you.
No.
You start crushing them and you're basically stepping around. You're doing damage to your own ship. Not a huge amount, but you're definitely like breaking planks of wood and everything like that. Mm-hmm. But you are crushing them and none of them are getting on you at all. More of them are streaming out of the ship, but you reckon that you've taken care of all the ones on the deck. Mm-hmm. That is the actions for both of you. You've still got, for Teddy and Gage, you've still got bonus actions if there's anything you'd like to do.
Bonus action, just enjoy the feeling of being cradled by Gage. Mm. It's never happened. It's like it's a role reversal.
The feeling is mutual.
Can you give me an enjoyment of being cradled role?
Yeah, sure. 11.
It feels nice to be not the one carrying once. It's not as warm as you thought.
Even though he's big, he's still bony Gage.
Yeah, exactly. And there's no hair. So you're kind of slipping around a little bit on that silky smooth skin.
Yeah.
Joe. Yeah,
climb into my ribs.
Joe, this guy's flexing on you.
Yeah.
You flex back.
Hell yeah.
But is that enough?
I got a 15.
That's a good flex.
Damn right.
You are huge and you are jacked and you are ready to go.
Nice. He's not standing on the cargo drop doors or anything like that. That's not like a button I can hit on the wall.
Weirdly enough, yes, one of his giant Modron feet erupted onto the weird cargo mat that you're talking about. But you see that the button is for regular size people. So you could press
it's like
it.
Like trying to reset an iPhone.
Exactly. Yeah, okay. So you could press it, but you might destroy. So your fingers are too fat.
I get it.
But you can do it. The option is there.
Look, let's just fight him. I walk towards him, still flexing.
Obviously.
Just to keep him flexing as well.
Yeah, he's still flexing as well. Like, each movement you make, he matches it.
Got my biceps and my fists are up, you know, above over my head. I'm flexing. And if I get within reach of him, I throw my arm around his neck and get him in a chokehold.
So this is a spherical creature.
And then I'm
going
to try and get him to the ground. So a spherical creature.
Yeah, so
okay, so that might be...
No, you basically wrap around him and get him around the neck.
Yep.
Like, you're so big, you can grab the full way around him and get him in this chokehold. You see him start, like, wiggling about. And you've got him, like, held between your two arms. And you flex again. You hear some of the metal crunching as he starts stamping his feet to try and get out. That is the end of the round. More Modrons hail from the sky. And again, when these volleys go off, most of them are just plummeting towards the water. In fact, we cut to a guy in the middle of the ocean fishing.
Man, I love the ocean.
And then just like a hailstorm of Modron bodies hitting the surface tension of this water just instantly get crushed.
No, let's stay with this guy.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Man, I love the ocean. I just fish anywhere. I can fish here. Oh, this is great. Rod goes in, fish comes out. Fish
all right,
goes
that one's
stomach.
On me, guys. Maybe we should
poo yeah. comes out in the ocean. Rod goes in the water, fish comes out.
We've
fish
stayed
goes
too long.
In stomach.
This guy's just shitting in the lake.
A Modron, a Modron crushes his boat and kills him instantly.
Thank God.
And we're back. You see the Modron stepping around. You've got him like lowered down to the ground in your headlock. You see him, he reaches into the cargo hold looking for something and pulls out some brass knuckles.
Oh no.
And then he clocks you in the face.
Ah, my face.
Releasing himself from the headlock and he's sort of there now. You've sort of swapped positions. He's towards the front of the boat. Gage is behind him and he's sort of squaring off with you now. More of these Modrons start swarming all around you. One's fired out of the cannon. the other longboat reaches, a gangplank comes down and a few trickle out, all that is left on this poor disheveled boat.
If I'm holding Teddy mm-hmm. still, am I able to cast Thunderwave and not have him affected?
I can think of a brilliant way that he wouldn't be affected. You just lob him into the air.
I was yes. going to say, is it his vinyl One Piece? it's a safety feature, not just looks. But yes, no, the throwing.
If you throw him into the air, what happens if you don't catch him? You know, you've got to be ready to get him. So that will all be free rolls that you can do, but things could go wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, he's got to make the con save and be knocked 10 feet from you.
Mm. Well, first of all, I want to move at least 15 feet away from...
You're definitely already 15 feet away from Joe, but the other giant Modron that hit with the Nacho Libre mask would get affected by this if you cast it. The bigger you are, the wider the range goes.
Yep.
Mm. You can hit all the ones around you and probably kill them all.
I'll try to throw him in a way. I'll say, get ready to fly, Teddy, for a little bit. And I'll try to throw him ahead of where...
Gage is a smart boy. Yeah. He understands velocity and traveling.
Whee! and cast Thunderwave. 9 damage. And push 10 feet away if they fail.
What's the spell save, DC?
14.
So the following things happen. All the Modrons on the ground and most of your crew gets zapped, electrified, completely fried, all the circuits gone. Luckily, Artisbot was grounded. He's fine. Artisbot will never die.
You love that guy, huh?
Oh, let's roll for name.
And Sass.
Okay. We'll count them all. They manage to save and don't get killed instantly. All of the Modrons are dead. The giant Modron is shunted a little bit, but not pushed entirely back. You see him take a little bit of lightning damage, but he's focused on Joe right now. You've cleared the deck again.
Mm.
Now, let's get to your wild magic.
Teddy's still in the air like...
Oh, actually, no. Spell effect happens, then wild magic, mm-hmm. then you've got to catch mm-hmm. him. Mm-hmm. You're drunk.
Oh.
You instantly become intoxicated as from limbo the other side, this wisp of magic is just pure alcohol just directs itself into your bloodstream and you are completely fucking wasted.
I don't think Gage has ever been drunk either.
Yeah.
This is the first.
I want to call Zan back.
It's amazing.
Drunk text.
Okay, this is actually great. So you become instantly drunk and also your eyes glow a brilliant bright color. What color is that?
Gray, I guess.
That's, yeah. A brilliant, luminous gray.
Gray green. Yeah. Okay, you this color like burns from your eyes as you sway back and forward, unable to smell. Enormously large, completely drunk.
So completely unrecognizable as Gage, Glenn Rickard.
100% the opposite of Gage. Yeah. I'd like you to make an athletics check at disadvantage because you're drunk to try and catch Teddy.
Philosophy bot now. Just, who am I? What does it mean to be Gage? If you change a handle on a shovel.
10.
That's not good enough, my friend. Teddy, you're about 10 to 15 feet from Gage's body. You're sort of hurled into the air forward a little bit, and Gage doesn't grab you.
Yay!
Now, he did fling you forward and wasn't drunk when he threw you, so you're still in line with the boat, but now you're going to take some damage.
Oh,
shit. You take 20 damage
as
you Gage
fall like a sack of shit.
Like a sack of shit. Between the hands of a now completely intoxicated Gage, and you hit this broken deck, tumble along the ground at great speed, and basically land up against the mast. That's Gage's turn. Teddy.
Again.
You climb up to the top of Gage's hand. You use your mighty athletic skill to climb up Gage, who is now swaying on the deck of the ship.
Reeking of booze.
Yeah, just like Daddy.
Do you know how hard I work to keep you guys in line?
Oh, it's too real. Oh, what's wrong, Gage?
I feel weird.
Can I crawl up and perch on his shoulder?
Yeah, like a little devil. You're a little
Get off me, little man.
Oh, come on, guy. Can I try and pat his head?
Give me a pat head roll.
Eight.
You manage to, but it is difficult.
Is it trying to scratch behind his ear or something? Is that good, fella? Is that good?
No, it feels nice.
You're a good boy.
Joe.
Yes.
You're up. This guy's still flexing the whole time as he, like, power walks towards you flexing.
What I'm imagining is basically a ball bearing with arms and legs.
You know Mike Wazowski?
Yes.
But made of metal.
Right. If he's coming towards me, I'd like to try good old faithful. Where I want to end up is like as if I'm hugging him from behind. My belly to his back.
Yep,
arms
I'm with
around
him.
And basically what I want to do, if I can get to that position, is then throw him backwards over my head overboard.
I'm going to need an athletics roll contested by him.
Oh, okay. 11.
11? You manage to do that. It's a wild right hand, like, hook. You duck beneath it, scraping against the masts of the ship. You reposition yourself around him. Big bear hug from the back. Start, is it suplex?
Yes, I'm incredibly,
studying. Suplex him over the side. He rolled abysmally on his athletics check, and you rolled pretty poorly as well. You deck him over. You then let go, right, to let him fall.
Yes. Don't know. It's not, I forget to let go. It's just plummeting.
So what happens is there's a cloud giant fortress just following and sort of watching nearby. One of them was eating a banana and they threw the banana peel over the edge. It just landed on your ship. You suplex over and this enormous Nacho Libre Modron as it falls away, and you slip on this banana peel, and you start to tumble over the edge. Dexterity saving throw.
No, wrestler.
Is that what wrestlers say?
Ooh, I got a dirty 20.
Excellent. You start to slide over, hands go on the rail, you clamp down, the railing holds, and you position yourself in an awkward sitting position. But you have wrestled this guy off the edge. From the first boarding ship, you see, it almost looks like an octopus. So these guys are rounded, these normal Modrons you've been dealing with. This one has eight sides. You see it levitate out of the front, seemingly much more powerful and in control of all these underlings beneath it. And you see its sort of eight sides start glowing in a Star You, Star Me, the Pokemon style thing. A beam forms in the center. This one is chanting a mantra, which actually you two giants can probably hear with your enormous ears, which is, destroy the Pocket Watch, destroy the Pocket Watch, destroy the Pocket Watch. A laser is shot directly at Gage, cracks into the Pocket Watch, tearing some of it off.
Oh, shit.
With that, the whole ship is engulfed in this chaotic magic.
Whoa.
The chaotic magic starts zooming around and sort of perforating every opening that it can, encasing every creature on the ship, every creature nearby.
Whoa.
And starts to like cackle with this energy, this electricity bubbling all around you. A couple of the Modrons looking around, their heads just explode.
I vomit.
So wasted.
And again, has like the food in his stomach also scaled up?
Everything scaled up.
Right.
Oh, so, yeah.
So he could be throwing up a chunk of chicken that's like four chickens big.
100%.
Okay, cool.
It actually comes out as a whole chook.
Oh, wow. Okay, yeah.
Weird.
You gotta chew, man.
You are encased with this sort of bubble of energy as the pocket watch is just like a leaking faucet, just screaming out essence of limbo all around you. And as quickly as it screams out, like an implosion, it just starts condensing down on itself, like metal being crushed. And it crushes all of you into itself, and you are flung into a sort of Doctor Who-style tunnel. We can't use that. Cut it. You see all this debris and star matter flying past you as you hurtle
That's
through.
That's not what you can do for your country. I have a dream.
You fly through all these moments, these very important moments in a different world.
4 score and 7 years ago.
All relating around to America, apparently.
Got a really big shoe tonight. The Beatles.
I suppose that's England. I'll count it.
You're going on to the next round.
What? No.
Yeah, they're not all great moments in history.
As you fly through this area, you are pooped out of the butthole of this interplanar tunnel, and you see a lot of Modrons. Everyone is floating. There's no gravity here.
The ship around?
The ship is not.
Yeah.
Interestingly enough, none of the longships are. A couple of the Modrons that were close to you are here. You can see some of your automatons are floating by. And you guys are sort of centered. You're still large. You're all big creatures except for Teddy.
Gage.
You're still very drunk. Mm. You can't smell. Mm.
Gage, what did you eat?
Oh, I don't know. I think the wild magic.
You vomited us through time and space.
Yeah, man, you might not be able to smell, but it doesn't mean you don't.
I apologize, I guess.
No.
It's okay, buddy. Let it out. Let it out.
As you throw up.
Oh, my God.
As you purge yourself, there's no matter or material around you as you float in this weird nebulous space. But just behind you, you see two toad-like creatures with big long claws coming out of their hands are walking, and each footstep that goes down, road materializes beneath them. They look over their back at you and go, "Fucking tourists." And the scene goes black. Assassin, call to action, take one. Okay, boss, who's on the list today?
Yeah, we've got Tabletop Crafter on top of the list.
What?
You gotta make him sleep with the fishes.
Hey, take.
I am also an assassin.
What? Oh, hey, it's that new assassin we hired, boss.
Yes.
Oh, look, he's got a big cloak on and everything. He's here to help me kill these people on the list.
Good, good. You gotta take him down. I got a big list of names you gotta whack, okay?
All right, who's on first?
I can shoot anybody as far away as 3 meters. And if they get closer...
Are you guys paying attention
what?
To me?
Yeah, yeah,
you gotta take note of these names.
Yep.
We got Tabletop Crafter.
Boss, we can't kill Tabletop Crafters.
Why not?
Shoot him.
No, don't shoot him. Hey, new guy. Listen, you gotta follow my lead, new guy. We can't kill Tabletop Crafters.
Okay, I'll stab him.
No, don't stab them either.
I'm getting a little bit confused with the power dynamics going on here.
I am Assassin Bot 9000.
Oh, Assassin Bot.
Did I miss
boss?
The whack list?
He's invincible.
Your puny bullets are useless against my somewhat fleshy metallic skin.
Well, boss, yeah,
it looks like flesh, but it bounces like metal.
Oh. I hired 2 new assassins, boss. What do you think?
Here's the rest of the names. Oh, okay. Well, how about Lightning Six Prince?
No, we can't kill Lightning Six Prince either, boss.
Okay.
They come into Roller Boy's posts, boss.
Well, how about Congenial Bard?
Maybe. Wait, let me check. Easy, Tiger. Come on. I gotta scroll through a bunch of posts here. Nope, they comment as well. Boss, we can't kill any of these people.
I really want to kill someone. What about Baraka Slam?
Definitely not Baraka Slam.
Great artist.
Great artist. Check him out.
Eggy is me.
Yeah.
On Instagram, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Eggy is me can go.
All right.
He has commented and liked, but he needs to go.
Whack him.
All right, boys, you heard it. Pack up. Let's go. Assassin Bot, Shady... Grumbling guy?
Yay!
Can you get your hands
I
out
love
of-
to murder!
Get your hands out
it's
of your
It's my
robes.
Job, but I love it.
3 days. Give me your answer, Drew. I'm half crazy.
I don't think that call to action could have gone any better.
Short and sweet.
Short and sweet. Wait, I just discovered I'm Batman.
No!
I can't kill anybody. I don't use guns.